Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Usually when we reach into the box of shame, it is us sharing with you our deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets. You get to judge us accordingly, and then you get to make fun of us forever, but it's our way of saying that we are a fully transparent show. Usually that affects our personal relationships and personal lives way more than it should. But if it brings you any sort of amusement or enjoyment, then it's, I guess, kind of worth it.
Yeah, the amount of times I've come home and been confronted with, why did you talk about X? You shouldn't have talked about that. Uh-huh. Now I have a lot of questions to answer from this other person and this other person. By the way, your mom's mad at you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that that comes out of the
box. And then you unscramble all of it over the weekend, and then it starts all over again.
So it's fun for us when we turn the box of shame around on you, and we feel like it's a two-way street here. So, yeah, we ask you to listen and vice versa. But if you do share with us your deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets, you could end up at the endless summer kegger. It's time for the box of shame.
The box.
What's in the box?
Of shame.
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 Shame, shame.
Shame.
Last week we realized that.
Shame.
Omar ditched his own kids at a 5K because they were holding him back. He said, scram, losers. I'm crossing the finish line without you.
And I think he feels a little bit bad about that decision, but not really that bad.
I just felt really bad when I found out that one of my kids was really dehydrated and she had pain. You know?
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, of leaving him behind, I didn't feel bad at all. But
right.
Afterwards, I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Jake was asking us if he had something that was box of shame worthy. We don't think it is good enough, but he apparently, this girl that he was having sex with, he doesn't know her last name. And he said that they, which I don't think, it's not, I mean, the relationship's newish. It's only a couple weeks.
I know, but once you don't know, it's like, how do you...
Right, at that point, you just gotta, like, rummage through their wallet or hope that something happens. But, yeah. I mean, I've done that before, not knowing...
She gets a ticket.
I'm so bad with names that there's been situations where I have not known, I've not been confident with the first name either, with either name.
Last name is Lee.
We think we can figure out the last name of who Jake's been having sex with, that we gave him some possible options, and that's another one we can add to the list.
We're not wrong.
Let's say good morning now to Elizabeth and welcome you to the Box of Shame. If you'd like to be Elizabeth, is this a fake name or is this your real name?
That's my real name.
Okay, so you are shameful but not afraid to admit who you actually are. Go ahead. If you can be, I want to be anonymous, just please tell Vanessa anonymous and don't actually give us your real name. What's up, Elizabeth?
I wrote 2 bad checks on purpose when I moved to California.
Oh, man. How much were they for?
One was for like $250 for an airline. I went back and forth for an interview. I got the job. And I spent $500 theoretically, I wrote a check for $500 for the car repair because I drove from Florida to California to get here. And I'm very happy I did it. I ended up paying everybody back when I had a job afterwards. But, yeah, I wrote 2 bad checks.
I don't think you can do that anymore. I think they shut that down. But the idea that you used to be able to float around writing bad checks, just trying to stay a little bit ahead of those before they bounce and contact, they just go ahead and write it. I mean, what a stupid concept, right? Because now they know pretty quickly you don't have any money.
It's
basically
like a glorified IOU. Yeah, I thought her shameful secret was that she wrote 2 checks.
That's pretty shameful, too. But it sounds like it happened a while ago. Yeah. But the fact that she knew going into it, I'm going to write you a bad check. This will not clear.
Sounds so trustworthy.
I know. Well, she claims she paid them back when she finally got the money. So it's one of those things where even though technically what you did was shameful, you made right by it. So I don't know if it's quite shameful enough.
Yeah, but you knew in the moment that you were robbing from somebody, basically.
Yeah. And then eventually a lot of those places will put that check on display and let everyone, that was the big thing where they'd shame you with your check you're a bad person.
This is all we can do is be mad and put your check in the window.
Put it right there. All right. Interesting way to start. It is once again the Box of Shame, your turn to share with us your biggest, darkest, deepest, most shameful secrets. And keep in mind, on our Endless Summer Kegger, which is happening at the end of the summer, September 3rd, to be exact, with Slightly Stupid, we do plan on a lot of people probably having shameful moments at the end of that.
I would like to know that the Box of Shame is completely full with new things by the end of that party.
Lori, you're on K-Rock. Good morning and welcome to the interactive Box of Shame.
Hi.
What'd you do?
Okay, so many, many years ago, I accidentally ran over my mom's dog. I know. I forgot until right now. My daughter and I were brainstorming on what I could call in for, and I was like, oh, wait, I never even told you this. So I was leaving her house, and she lived on, like, a busy street, and I had to back out. And I didn't know her dog had got out, her little poodle that she adored. And I didn't even realize I hit it. And then I was driving home, and she called me hysterical. Junior is dead in the street.
And then you realize that was me?
Yeah.
Did you ever tell her?
Oh, wait, there was a little thump when I was pulling out. No, I could. There was no way I could tell her.
That's a rough one right there.
Oh, funny.
I know.
No, I wasn't trying to work upon it.
Oh, really?
I wasn't trying to be funny.
I was trying to
really bask in the severity of that thing. I mean, that is running over your mom's dog.
And when it's the mom, it's like, it really is her baby.
And the mom calls in hysterics, and she's like, oh my God, that's terrible, and then realizes she's responsible for it. Oof.
Damn.
That's tough.
And
right there.
Poodles are so easy to run over.
That is rough. That time I meant to do it.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow. Matthew, good morning. Welcome to the Interactive Box of Shame. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Happy Friday. What did you do?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
In high school, I used to work at a country club, and they used to make us write our own time cards. And we never had a supervisor there. It was always... I worked in a tennis pro club, and no supervisor. So I'd write 40 hours work week, probably work 7 hours a week.
7 hours a week? Oh, that's amazing. Yes,
man, I wrote down 40 hours. Put a little overtime in for me. Bop, bop, bop. No one's here to approve this.
And did you start with like 10, 15, 20, and then went up from there, or you just went right out the gate with 40?
I had to ease into it. Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah. Test the water.
That's
you're
a
like,
great,
no one can tell. I'm just going to add another 10 this week.
I mean, it's a country club, so someone's got money, right? It's like, you know, someone here paying money here. It's a,
eventually,
I mean,
someone's like, what?
That's a nice little thing you got going for a while. I think about, I feel like those scams, those little things are harder to do these days now. But
oh, that, absolutely. But I wouldn't feel bad about ripping away.
Hey, Tommy, fill out your hours. We'll just pay at the end of the week. Sure. You sure about that? Yeah, put it over there with the forms.
Man, back then, we really just had trust, didn't we?
Yeah, sure did.
Checks, hourly fill outs.
I mean, if you think about even like the way the honor bar system used to work, you used to take it and you'd have to like let them know, hey, I drank a soda, charge me for it. Now they're like, we don't trust anyone. We got to put scales in this thing
and
send someone in every time, 5 times a day to monitor it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's so bad. We don't suck.
We don't trust each other. We used to have a lot of trust in this world. Lynn on K Rock, welcome to the Interactive Box of Shame. What's up?
Guys, what's up? Sweet dibs. My hoarder neighbor died last week, and I am absolutely thrilled about it.
Oh, yeah. So you feel guilty that you're happy about someone's death.
Ready to party.
Yeah. It's funny. I have a hoarder neighbor. You guys got a chance to see my hoarder neighbor.
I think that's why a lot of your animal problems are happening. The roaches, the skunks, I think it's all
the rats. They're all starting in the hoarder's yard. But you know, everyone knows it's a good thing, bad thing when you live next to a hoarder, because you are in many ways kind of rooting for their end, so that finally that place. But you also know, pretty soon after they end up, that place is going to be demolished, and then you're going to be living next to a construction site.
Yeah, so kind of don't want them to die. But I also think that it's a hoarder neighbor is kind of good, because then you're never going to have parties, never going to have a lot of noise, you're never going to see them most of the time because they're holed up in their house.
Every frisbee and quiet ball and softball and baseball that has gone into that yard, I've never gotten back. It's like I live next to the sandlot, so it sucks. Keisha.
Damn. How you doing?
What's up, Keisha?
Sweet
Dibbit. Welcome to K-Rock. Sweet Dibbit.
It's all the same. Tomato, tomato. Okay.
That's right. Appreciate that.
So about 20 years ago, I worked at a dental office, and when the doctors were gone for lunch, me and a colleague, we would take the laughing gas.
That's so awesome.
You had access to nitrous. So you're always like, hey, yes. Dr. Smith, long lunch today, I see. And then you just go back there and huff that tank.
Well, and you know that they're going to take that lunch. They're so religious.
Doctors love a lunch break.
Yeah, boy, do they. Just on their time and needing to take their lunch, especially with long procedures.
Did it ever come down to a situation where they had to have like a staff meeting? They're like, we're not pointing fingers here, but we are going through a lot of nitrous in this office.
No one ever found out.
Do you think you've had long-term brain effects of all of the nitrous you would suck down during lunchtime?
good. It's all good.
Yeah, it's fine.
We had a lot of oxygen. We cleaned it out. We cleaned the airways out.
And how often was this happening? Was it like once a week or once a day?
Yeah, like about once a week, maybe. Every other day.
It's funny that
like
she
Monday,
was hooked on the laughing gas, and she's got a great laugh. She's got a great laugh.
Totally.
All that laughing gas.
It helps you work on it. She knows.
Yeah. 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 Imagine being next to that.
His name is Giggles.
Yeah.
So imagine that on nitrous. Here.
Oh, yeah. We were.
All right. All right, Keisha. Hold on.
I would do that, too.
That's a good shame story right there.
That's great.
Oh, man, Danny just hung up. I was going to take him next. Quickly, we give, this guy wants to go anonymous. So, anonymous, you get the last word, and then we have to pick someone to join us at the Endless Summer Kegger. What's up, anonymous? Oh, hello? Anonymous?
Hello?
Hi. You want to be anonymous?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
All right, brother. Yeah, I took a big dump in my pants in the middle of LAX at 4 o'clock in the morning once.
LAX has so many bathrooms. Why did you do that?
Well, I was flying to the Philippines to meet my daughter for vacation. I hadn't flown in decades. Certainly had never flown, 14 hours like that. And the person I was supposed to travel with backed out at the last minute. And so I was all alone. I hadn't slept in 2 days. Nervous wreck. Anxious as hell. Had to catch that stupid blue bus we used to have, those airport shuttles at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm standing in line. It's probably like 4 or 5 at LAX.
Everything you've set up until now would be an appropriate place to crap your pants. But you ended up making it to the mecca of toilets.
I know. There's just so many. I mean, crapping your pants at the very end,
it
too.
It seems like it's like passing out and falling asleep right before the finish line of a marathon. You were there, man. You got it. I don't know. Kim, we give you the final word. We can't end with that guy. What's up?
Hi, guys. So my box of shame is that I have an autistic son. So when we go out
to places,
I tell him to act just a little more autistic. And we get free stuff most of the time.
What?
You have a legitimately autistic son, and you tell him to amp up the autism so you can get free stuff?
Yeah, so let's say we go to like Dave & Buster's and I tell him just to skim.
Go eat that skee ball.
He'll get extra like points on his card, or he'll get free stuff at like the reward section, or they bring him free dessert.
Would you say he's got mild autism and you're telling him
so they categorize him in 3 different levels. He's level 2, so he has like high, like, motor skill delays.
Is that what Jake said, Allie? Where's Jake at?
Jake's a 1 or a 2, I think, yeah.
Hey.
He's definitely a 2.
Jake, okay.
He's definitely a 2, she says. Great. Okay.
So
Jake, start being a 3 so you can get free stuff.
So you sell your son, crank it up to level 3 at Dave & Buster's?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I got it.
I can't believe they're like, oh, that guy's a 3. Let's give him some free dessert. That's crazy.
All right, we heard a lot of that's a lot of shame. By the way, no judgment here, but damn.
All varied shame.
Got to talk this out in a moment. I mean, I'd like all those people to come to
me
the
too.
Endless Summer Kegger.
Except for the crab guy.
Yeah, I don't know about the crab guy. Vanessa's going to call one of you back, give you the good news. You're coming to the Endless Summer Kegger. Wait for the call from Vanessa in moments. It's K-Rock.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.